AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The losses are deepening on Wall Street. The Dow is now down about 1,000 points. Following a report, inflation isn't slowing as much as investors had hoped. The child pornography and trial-fixing trial of R. Kelly is now in the hands of the jury. The AP's Margie Zaralletta is in Chicago.
In closing arguments, R. Kelly attorney Jennifer Bonjean says the case against her client is based on the testimony of perjurers and blackmailers, giving what she calls the government's version of the truth. Bonjean says their testimony is like cockroaches and the government's case like a bowl of soup. Prosecutor Janice Appentang says as Kelly's fame grew, his associates did anything he wanted, and Kelly wanted sex with young girls. Kelly and two co-defendants are accused of child pornography and rigging his 2018 state trial. Margie Zaralletta, Chicago.
A former security chief at Twitter, Peter Zatko, is telling Congress Twitter is weak on cyber defense.
When an influential media platform can be compromised by teenagers, thieves, and spies, and the company repeatedly creates security problems on their own, this is a big deal for all of us.
Zatko says Twitter leadership is misleading the public, lawmakers, regulators, and even its own board of directors. Zatko was the head of security at Twitter until he was fired early this year. A plane carrying Queen Elizabeth's coffin has landed in London. The coffin will be sent by horse-drawn gun carriage tomorrow to the Houses of Parliament to lie in state for 4 days before Monday's funeral at Westminster Abbey. A congressional oversight committee requested an assessment from the National Archives on whether presidential records removed by former President Donald Trump remain unaccounted for and potentially in his possession. One of the nation's leading fetal alcohol researchers testified today. Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz's birth mother drank more during her pregnancy than any woman he's ever documented. This is AP News. A man in Australia has been killed by a kangaroo. A relative found a 77-year-old man on his property. Police had to shoot and kill the kangaroo because it was preventing paramedics from reaching the man. Deaths by kangaroo in Australia are very rare.
The only record I could find was that of a hunter who was killed by a kangaroo in 1936.
Behavioral ecologist Bill Bateman says the kangaroo may have been the man's pet.
Animals in that situation start becoming aggressive. Maybe it was reacting to people as if they were kangaroos and it was defending itself.
Bateman says kangaroos may be considered cute, but they're big, weighing up to 120 pounds.
Incredibly muscular, long forearms, which they use for grabbing other males or grabbing dogs or dingoes if they're defending themselves, and then these incredibly powerful back legs, which they kick with. These are not cute and cuddly animals.
There are legal restrictions in Australia on keeping kangaroos as pets. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.